The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on the Bashani Radio App. So, today's topic was titled Honeymoon Cuts. What are honeymoon cuts? Honeymoon cuts hurt, but I like it. It's one of those, it hurts so good type of things. You know, when you think about honeymoon cuts, think about when a relationship is really good, you know, or it's new and y'all get to that, you know, getting it in stage and you're doing it a little more often than normal. Or you had a happy phase and y'all doing it a little harder than normal, or it's like that makeup sex, you know. I'm happy, but I'm also taking out a little bit of punishment on you at the same time type thing, you know. You know, that whole let me misuse this energy. Actually, it's a great use of energy, but yeah, let me turn around this misuse of energy, and you know, I'd rather have honeymoon cuts then argue with you, you know. I can find a better way to scream your name than, you know, hey, then just get on my last nerve. So, yeah, that energy that you're using to fight, you could really use it for some honeymoon cuts. So, what is a honeymoon cut? I keep calling it that. So, I found out what it was about 20 years ago. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, actually, it was longer than that, but I'm going to just say 20. And I was working night shift. And you know how it is when you work night shift. You got extended time to kind of just hang around and tell stories and stuff like that. So this girl was telling about her sexual escapades. And, you know, anybody start talking about sex, they going to get an audience. You know, you're going to get my full attention because I'm always trying to learn. You know, one of the reasons that I even entertain watching some porn is because I think it's entertaining, and I think it's also, you know, very educational. You know, you may be able to use some of those tips on your partner and enhance the, you know, the session, enhance the experience, whichever way you want to look at it. So anyway, she was telling me about this guy and how they hadn't seen each other in a little while, so it was just on. They had spent the whole weekend in bed. And she said, oh, I could barely walk. These honeymoon cuts. So, you know, I didn't want to sound dumb. Like, what is a honeymoon cut? So I just kind of leaned in and let her keep on telling the story till I kind of got it. But then I did finally say, so just to be clear, exactly what is the honeymoon cut? So, the honeymoon cuts come from the whole concept of being a virgin on your honeymoon night. And not all times the blood would come from the hymen or whatever being broken. But sometimes the blood would come from that little bitty It's these tiny little bitty tiny cuts that right there at the edge of the vagina, right there where the vagina has a little space, and then there's your booty hole. So that little, it's little cuts go on the end of there. Almost like a episiotomy cut, but it's from sex. And it, of course, it's not near as big as an episiotomy cut. It's just a little bitty cut there. And you kind of feel it, you know, that whole, I can feel him when I'm going to the store and I'm thinking about him. And I'm like, oh, he just put it down so good. You know, and you're driving, you're going to work later that day, and you, I can feel him, I can still feel it. It's that little honeymoon cut that you feel in, you know, when he put it down right, he tore it up. So that's what the honeymoon cut typically is. That's what you're feeling right there. You're like, okay. Yeah, that part. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I was thinking about honeymoon cuts and how I'd rather have honeymoon cuts than fighting with your ass like we in Fortnite. You know? Honeymoon cuts it is. So, that's what I was thinking about. And that's what I was talking about. And so, how you get these honeymoon cuts? You know, is it from a nice steady rhythm? Oh, and don't get it twisted. You can still get honeymoon cuts if you wet, if you got the wop or whatever. You can still get it. The honeymoon cuts usually has to do with his size. I mean, let's just be honest. You should get some kind of friction down there because that's a really small hole down there. It's a really tiny hole. It's stretched, but it's a tiny hole. And he should be bigger than that. And I empathize with, I empathize with you if he's not. I don't think I thought about that. But anywho, yeah, hooray. So, as I was thinking about the honeymoon cuts, I also was asked about polygamy, all of these relationships now. And I got added to a group on Facebook with some poly stuff going on in there. You know, I'm a wall watcher. I'm just kind of checking it out to see what the verbiage was and what people are saying, what people are doing. I don't know anything about it. So I think it's more of, okay, you have multiple lovers, you multiple husbands, multiple wives, but I don't understand. So I'm looking at this picture, and it's this beautiful lady, and she has two husbands. She has two husbands, and she said, you know, this is my polyamory life, and we're happy, and this and that. So, you know, my first thought in mind is to look and analyze these two husbands. Because I've just, you know, I've never ran across a man that was willing to share. You know, and any time I do hear a man that say his wife cheated on him or his girlfriend cheated on him and he took her back, I like immediately not attracted to him. Like that's I don't know. It's a sign of, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, it's almost like some kind of weakness. So, anyway, I'm analyzing these two guys, and I'm really looking at them, and I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm thinking, well, maybe one of them got to be gay. I just can't see the men being down with their process unless one of them is, you know, gay, because I'm thinking, okay, they all sleep in the same bed. Yeah, they take turns with the woman and they possibly please each other, because a little further down, she added that she had a sugar daddy too that she'd go and visit. And she said, and they love when I go visit him. And I'm thinking, well, what the hell they be doing while you go? Oh, so they probably pleasing each other. So here it is. You got multiple lovers. Is that singular money? Or is that multiple money? Is that low esteem dick? Is that, I just don't know how that adds up. And this is where I guess I'm a little selfish. I'm like, well, I just don't see how that would work for me. Because these men would probably be paying attention to each other. That can't be. Oh, I don't know. So then I saw another thing where a guy was, he's, I guess, Hebrew belief system. That was his religious path or whatever. And so he had like 5 wives and they were all in the kitchen cooking and stuff. And he showed a lot of pictures of them all having babies with him and all these things that they had going on, and he don't work. I was like, how in the hell does that work? And he was talking like, you know, we all have one big happy family. The women were smiling and working with each other. I don't think I could do that either. I don't understand the poly stuff. You know, maybe I need to read more on it. I don't understand the concepts. I don't understand what they're trying to prove. You know, if it's a common goal. I think I would understand if it was like just maybe multiple threesomes and then everybody go home. If that's what you do, then that's what you do. Anyway, it just kind of left me confused because I'm thinking that's not going to work. And then there's always, you know, the argument of submission. So, you know, the word submission, you know, sub meaning under, and mission meaning, you know, we're under the same mission or path. Who submits to who? Because in a normal relationship, you know, one submits to a higher, or y'all submit to each other. You know, y'all, we're on the same path. We're both high in the dominion scale, so you know, we submitting to each other. I don't get it. And you know, who are you submitting to? Husband, boyfriend, her husband, a stud, a side dude, a fuck buddy. I mean, and sometimes do overlap. You know, he may still be that and that, or you can switch it to the female side. I don't know what that's called. I'm usually not a cheater. I feel like, if I cheat on you, you did something to make me come out of character. I don't know what you did, but it's your fault. But, yeah, I don't understand the poly stuff. And, you know, because I don't think I could even be in the room or the house. And you in there getting it in with another chick in my house? In my house? No, I don't know how this stuff works. So, anywho, I don't know why I was just kind of really on this sexual thought process. I was thinking about honeymoon cuts, and I was looking at some polyamory stuff, and I thought, let me address that. So, is it kind of poly if you are got a side chick? You know, and you had a side chick for like a long time or a side dude, because at some point the main has to know. So in essence, everybody's cool with it. Everybody's good with it until you decide to stop. And then I guess you have to mentally click and say, you know what, I don't want to do this no more. I'm just trying to talk out an understanding. Sometimes, you know, when I don't understand stuff, I get to talking about it. And then I'll figure it out, like, oh, okay, you know what, now that makes more sense. because I just didn't understand that right there. But okay, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. I'm just trying to understand. So, you know, that's kind of like another version of a polyamorous relationship when you're doing all that extra stuff. So, you know, I was just sitting there thinking and trying to figure it out, trying to get an understanding. And I thought I'd educate y'all on what honeymoon cuts are, if you don't already know. So instead of fighting, take that same energy, quit misusing it. Because energy is a beautiful thing. Quit misusing it and use it for those cuts. Use it for some nasty stuff with your man. I don't know about the poly thing. But hey, I'ma read up on it. Maybe I'm misconstruing some things. Maybe I just lack understanding. You know, maybe I don't get it. And I'm shit. Maybe I ain't supposed to. I ain't mad about not understanding things that won't have any valid purpose for me. So, you know, sometimes you gotta look at it that way. But hey, you've just listened to what Tanisha said on the Bashani Radio app.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right now.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we hear. Bashani Radio app or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we hear.